Right. So today we're diving into some seriously fascinating stuff.
Okay.
Institutional investors,
Right.
you know those big players in the market? Like when you think about like hedge funds and pension funds and managing, well, pensions, they make big moves, right?
Big moves.
With their money. In this report we have market insights, institutional demand.
Okay.
It gives us a peek behind the curtain at what's catching their eye.
Yeah.
Trust me, some of these companies on the list might surprise you.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. What is it about these institutional investors that makes them so fascinating to track?
Well,
I mean, aside from the obvious,
they have the resources
that's true.
to really dig deep.
Yeah.
They're not just chasing the latest hype. They're looking for long-term trends and companies poised to capitalize on them.
So it's like we're following the smart money,
Right.
but instead of a hunch, we've got data.
Right.
Like it.
And this data says they're interested in companies like GameStop,
Okay.
Carnival Cruises,
Oh,
Amazon,
that.
even dipping their toes into the Chinese market.
Interesting.
So are these the companies we should be looking at?
Well, it's not about blindly following, but understanding the why.
Okay.
This report gives us clues about what these big players see as the future,
Right.
and that is valuable for any investor.
Okay.
So should we
Yeah.
dive into some of these companies?
Let's start with GameStop.
Okay, GameStop.
Their recent push into e-commerce
Makes sense.
makes sense,
Yeah.
but NFTs,
That's a bold move.
that is a bold move.
Yeah.
For anyone who's not totally up on their tech lingo,
Yeah.
NFTs are like digital collectibles,
Okay.
except way more complicated than that.
Right.
But the point is, they're unique.
Okay.
And some people think they're the future of digital ownership.
Right.
So is GameStop onto something here?
Well, institutional investors are clearly seeing potential there.
Okay.
They wouldn't touch it if they didn't think there was a chance for serious returns.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean it's a sure thing.
Of course.
NFTs are still a new and volatile market.
Right. Risk versus reward.
Exactly.
So, for you listening, this doesn't mean go all in on GameStop,
No, yeah.
but it does mean paying attention to the NFT space because big investors are sending a signal here.
Interesting.
Okay. From digital collectibles to, well, actual cruises. Okay.
Carnival Cruises is on this list, and I gotta admit, that one surprised me.
Really?
Yeah.
How? So
Wow.
the pandemic hit the cruise industry hard,
Yeah.
but institutional investors are seeing a comeback on the horizon.
Okay.
People are eager to travel again, and Carnival is a leader in the industry.
So it's not just wishful thinking, though.
No.
The report highlights how Carnival is making strategic moves to ensure profitability.
Okay.
Cost-cutting, optimizing their fleet. They're
But
playing the long game.
exactly. And that's what attracts institutional investors.
Good.
They're not just looking at next quarter's earnings.
Right.
They're analyzing Carnival's long-term strategy for profitability, which, by the way,
Yeah.
is something you can do too by examining those cost-cutting measures and their fleet optimization plans. So even if you're not about to book a cruise,
Right.
this tells us something interesting.
What's that?
Institutional investors are looking beyond the immediate rebound.
Okay.
They're thinking long-term.
I see.
Okay, from cruises, we're jumping to, well, everything.
Everything.
Because it wouldn't be an institutional investor report without Amazon, would it?
Ah, Amazon.
Oh, right.
They're everywhere.
They are.
Yeah. It's fascinating, though, that even with their size and dominance, big investors still see room for growth.
It's like, how much bigger can they get?
Right.
Well, this report says, hold my algorithm.
Wow.
They're expanding their core e-commerce business, but their cloud computing arm, AWS,
Right.
is a money-making machine.
Yeah.
Plus, they're venturing into healthcare grocery delivery with Amazon Fresh, even entertainment.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling.
It's really incredible.
It is.
And it highlights a key principle for any investor:
Okay.
diversification.
Right.
Amazon is not putting all its eggs in one basket, and neither should you.
Right.
They're constantly innovating and expanding into new markets, which makes them attractive to those seeking long-term growth.
Makes sense. So we've got companies betting on digital trends, companies riding the comeback waves, and then Amazon, which is basically creating its own gravitational pull in the market.
Right.
But hold on, because this deep dive is about to take us deeper into the tech world.
Okay.
To the companies making it all possible behind the scenes, I'm talking about the semiconductor industry.
Oh, yeah.
You know those chips?
This is where it gets really interesting,
Right.
especially with the global chip shortage still making headlines.
It's cool.
This report zeroes in on Intel and Micron technology
Okay.
as companies attracting major institutional interest.
Okay, so why them?
Because they're crucial players in a market that's only going to become more important in the future.
It's like we all took those little chips for granted until suddenly there weren't enough to go around.
Right.
Now it's like, oh, right, our entire digital world runs on these things.
Exactly.
So what are Intel and Micron doing that's caught the eye of these big investors?
Well, they're not just riding the wave.
Okay.
They're actively shaping the future of the industry. The report highlights Intel's massive investments in manufacturing.
Okay.
They're building new plants to address the chip shortage head on.
Oh.
Aiming to increase their production capacity significantly.
That's a bold move, but with demand so high, it kind of feels like a calculated risk, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if they can ramp up production and meet that demand.
Exactly. And they're not stopping there.
Really?
Intel is also pouring money into research and development.
Smart.
Trying to regain their technological edge in a fiercely competitive market. Remember, they were the undisputed leaders for years.
Right.
And now they're facing challenges from companies like AMD and even Samsung.
Huh. So for someone like me who sees Intel on their laptop and kind of leaves it at that,
yeah.
What's the takeaway here?
The takeaway is this: look beyond the familiar names and understand what's driving their future prospects.
Okay.
Intel is a prime example of a company refusing to rest on its laurels. They're investing heavily to stay ahead of the curve.
I see.
And that's a good sign for long-term investors.
It's like they're not just building chips, they're building a moat around their business, making themselves the go-to choice for years to come.
Exactly.
Okay, that's Intel. What about Micron Technology?
Okay.
What's their play in this high-stakes semiconductor game?
So Micron is a major player in memory and storage solutions.
Okay.
And trust me, those are about to become even more crucial in our data-driven world.
Makes sense.
Think about it, cloud computing, artificial intelligence, even your smartphone. They mm-hmm. all rely on massive amounts of memory and storage.
Okay, that makes sense. More data means more demand for Micron's products.
Right.
But are they just keeping up with the demand or are they innovating?
That's the key question.
Right.
And the report suggests they're doing both. They're ramping up production to meet the current demand, but also investing heavily in developing new memory technologies, pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Okay, so they're playing the short game and the long game, which, if I'm picking up what you're putting down,
yes.
is something individual investors should be looking for in any company they're considering?
Precisely, look for companies that aren't content with the status quo.
Right.
Micron is actively shaping the future of memory and storage.
Okay.
And institutional investors are taking notice.
Yeah.
They see a company well-positioned to benefit from long-term trends like the growth of cloud computing and AI.
All right, so we've covered companies making big moves in the U.S. market, but institutional investors are casting a wider net.
Yes.
This report also puts a spotlight on China and some of its rising tech giants. Now, I know investing in China can seem a little more, shall we say, adventurous than sticking to familiar U.S. companies.
Right.
What's the draw for these big investors?
It's all about potential.
Okay.
China's economy might be facing some headwinds.
Sure.
But it's still a powerhouse on the global stage.
Yeah.
This report specifically calls out JD.com and NIO as prime examples of Chinese companies attracting big money.
Okay.
They represent sectors experiencing explosive growth, even with the global economic uncertainty.
Okay, so for those of us who haven't quite added Chinese tech giants to our investing bingo cards yet, give us the rundown. What are JD.com and NIO all about? Yep. Like, who are these guys?
So let's start with JD.com. They're often called the Amazon of China.
Okay.
But with a twist, they've built an incredibly sophisticated logistics network. We're talking next-level delivery infrastructure that's light years ahead of what we're used to.
So while Amazon's got those little delivery robots scooting around sidewalks, JD.com's got a fleet of delivery drones dropping packages from the sky.
You're not far off. They've invested heavily in automation and AI-powered warehouses.
Wow.
Focusing on speed and efficiency.
Oh, wow.
It's about meeting the demands of Chinese consumers who are accustomed to incredibly fast and reliable delivery.
Yeah, I'm starting to see the appeal both for consumers and for investors looking for companies at the forefront of e-commerce innovation.
Exactly. They're not just keeping, they're setting the pace.
Right.
And then there's NIO making waves in China's booming electric vehicle market.
Okay.
They're all about cutting-edge tech, from autonomous driving features to innovative battery solutions.
NIO rings a bell. Didn't they pioneer that whole battery as a service thing?
Yes. It's a unique approach where you subscribe to your car battery instead of outright owning it.
Right.
It lowers the upfront cost of the vehicle and addresses concerns about battery life and replacement.
Okay, so that's interesting on a consumer level, but what makes that appealing to institutional investors?
It's about demonstrating a deep understanding of the market.
Okay.
And a willingness to challenge the status quo.
Right.
NIO is not just building electric vehicles. They're rethinking the entire ownership model.
Interesting.
To remove barriers to entry and appeal to a wider customer base.
Right.
That kind of forward thinking attracts big investments because it signals a company position for long-term success.
So from semiconductors to e-commerce giants and electric vehicles, it's clear that institutional investors are looking beyond U.S. borders for opportunities.
That's right.
They're betting on innovation and growth wherever it's happening.
Absolutely. They're looking at the bigger picture, analyzing global trends, and identifying companies with the potential to outperform regardless of their location.
Right.
And that's a valuable lesson for all investors.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, from the resurgence of cruise lines to the rise of Chinese tech giants.
It's been a journey.
It has. And the common thread seems to be institutional investors looking for those companies, those sectors that are poised for long-term growth.
Right.
But what does this all mean for individual investors like you and me? Should we just be mimicking their every move?
Not quite. It's not about blindly copying their portfolios, but about understanding the thought process behind their decisions.
Okay.
This report gives us valuable clues about what they see as the future NFTs, the global chip shortage, the demand for electric vehicles, and that's information you can use to guide your own research.
Right. It's like getting a peek at the strategy guide.
Exactly.
For the game of investing, but we still have to make our own moves.
You do?
So you're saying instead of just thinking, oh, institutional investors like Intel, I should buy Intel too.
Right.
We should be digging deeper, asking ourselves why they're interested and if those reasons align with our own investment goals and risk tolerance.
Absolutely. Let's say you're intrigued by the potential of the semiconductor industry.
Okay.
Instead of blindly following the herd, take this opportunity to learn more. Research companies like Intel and Micron analyze their financials, understand their competitive landscape, and decide if this is an industry you believe in for the long haul.
It's like, don't just order the same thing as the person at the next table.
Right.
Make sure it's something you'll actually enjoy.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. What else can we learn from these institutional investors?
Well, they're masters of diversification.
Yeah.
Look at Amazon. They're not putting all their eggs in one basket. They're constantly exploring new markets and expanding their reach. That's a principle every investor, big or small, should take to heart.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Got it.
Right.
But it's not just about diversifying across different companies, right?
Right.
It's also about sectors. This report had a mix of established giants like Amazon and those trying to rewrite their stories like GameStop.
Exactly. Balance is key. Having a mix of companies from those blue chip stocks that provide stability to those riskier innovative plays can help you weather market fluctuations and potentially maximize your returns.
So following the smart money can be helpful.
Yeah.
But it's not a replacement for good old fashioned research and a well thought out strategy.
Definitely not.
We need to understand why they're making certain moves and then decide if those moves make sense for our own investment journeys.
Precisely. Think of this report as a starting point,
okay,
a source of potential investment ideas. But always do your own homework, understand your risk tolerance, and invest for the long term.
This has been eye-opening.
It has.
Who knew we could learn so much from these institutional giants? So to sum it up for our listeners today, keep your eyes peeled for those big investor moves. They can be a valuable signal.
Yes.
But remember,
yeah,
do your own research, diversify your investments, and never be afraid to ask why.
Well said. Investing is a journey, not a sprint. Stay curious, stay informed, and you'll be well on your way to reaching your financial goals.
You've given us a lot to think about today. Until next time on The Deep Dive.